2 Kings, chapter 5. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him Yahweh had given deliverance to Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor. But he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies, and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maiden, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said to her mistress, "If only my master were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." And one went in and told his master, saying, "Thus and thus says the maid that is of the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." And he departed, and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "Now when this letter is come to you, behold, I have with it sent Naaman my servant to you, so that you may recover him of his leprosy." And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he tore his clothes and said, "Am I Yahweh to kill and to make alive, that this man does send to me to recover a man of his leprosy? For this reason, consider, I ask you, and see how he seeks a quarrel against me." And it was, when Elisha the man of Yahweh had heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "For what reason have you torn your clothes? Let him come now to me, and he will know that there's a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go, wash in Jordan 7 times, and your flesh will come again to you, and you will be clean." But Naaman was angry, and went away, and said, "Behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me, and stand, and call upon the name of Yahweh, his Elohim, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them, and be clean?" And so he turned, and went away in a rage. And his servants came near, and spoke to him, and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much rather, then, when he says to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" And then he went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of Yahweh, and his flesh came again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of Yahweh, he and all his company, and came and stood before him, and said, "Behold, now I know that there is no Elohim in all the earth except in Israel. Now, therefore, I ask of you, take a blessing from your servant." But he said, "As Yahweh lives, before whom I stand, I will receive nothing." And he urged him to take, but he refused. And Naaman said, "Shall there not then, I ask of you, be given to your servant 2 mules burden of earth? For your servant will from this time forth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice to other Elohim, but to Yahweh. In this thing, Yahweh pardon your servant, that when my master goes to the house of Rimmon to worship there, and he leans on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Rimmon, when I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, Yahweh pardon your servant in this thing." And he said to him, "Go in peace." And so he departed from him off a little way. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of Yahweh, said, "Behold, my master has spared Naaman the Syrian in not receiving at his hands that which he brought. But as Yahweh lives, I will run after him and take something from him." And so Gehazi followed after Naaman, and when Naaman saw him running after him, he got down from off the chariot to meet him and said, "Is all well?" And he said, "All is well. My master has sent me, saying, 'Behold, even now there has come to me from Mount Ephraim 2 young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I ask of you, 1 talent of silver and 2 changes of clothing.'" And Naaman said, "Be content, take 2 talents. And he urged him, and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags with 2 changes of garments, and laid them upon the 2 of his servants, and they bore them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand, and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they left. But he went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said to him, "From where have you come, Gehazi?" And he said, "Your servant has gone nowhere." And he said to him, Did not my heart go with you when the man turned again from his chariot to meet you? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy, therefore, of Naaman will cleave to you and to your seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper, white as snow. End of chapter.